Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you, that you become more strong in the Lord, you become more wise in the Lord, you stay steadfast and faithful and firm in the word, amen. You keep fighting a good fight and you stay on that narrow path. I pray that your mental health gets better and that the Lord clears up your situation, what you're going through. And I pray that the Lord puts an end to all the things that's counterproductive and he gives you a new life and new things to be glad about, amen. Now, today's message, I'm going to do, of course, the continuing reading of the book of Genesis, dealing with Jacob and his journey, all right? Because the last message, I talked about Jacob's ladder and the dream he had and what have you. So this time, we're going to talk more into Jacob and go into more detail about how he went about his life and how he kept serving God and building altars for him and how he kept honoring the Lord with everything he did, amen? So I'm going to go through this reading and then close out from there, all right? So here we go. Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were 3 flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all of the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And he said, He is well. And behold, Rachel is his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flax be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. While yet he spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled a stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him into his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, should thou therefore serve me for not? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had 2 daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abel with abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went into her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done to me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done, in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also her at the service, for which thou hast served with me yet for 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to his wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, behold, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he had therefore given me a son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she now said, I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called her name Judah, and left barren. So as you can see here, Jacob had Leah and Rachel. And the thing about Leah, it says she was tender-eyed. So it meant that she was like lazy-eyed or cock-eyed or whatnot. But Rachel was very beautiful and lovely. But Leah was kind of despised, rejected, neglected. But God opened Leah's womb instead of Rachel's womb. And this is also the birth and the beginning of the 12 tribes of Israel through Jacob, you know, with Jacob, being fruitful and multiplying. So Leah was able to birth all those children, and Rachel was her womb was barren. So the Lord closed up her womb, but opened up Leah's womb. And Rachel felt a certain way about it. She envied her sister. She got a little hateful and jealous about it. So you kind of see how these different scenarios play out when it comes to marriage or having babies and relationships and all this stuff. So you see all the birth pains and all types of conflict and drama within family situations all throughout the book of Genesis. The whole Bible really, but just in life in general. So that was the book of Genesis chapter 29. Let's continue the book of Genesis reading chapter 30 from here on out. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead, who has withheld thee from the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to the wife. And Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God has judged me and has also heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she had left barren, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. And Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee of my son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, it is a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wilt thou take away my son's mandrakes as well? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, thou must come unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God has endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter, and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass, when Rachel was born and Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away, that I may go into my own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee that if I find favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest not how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little with thou hast before I came, and it is now increased into a multitude, and the Lord had blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock to the day, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And if such shall be my hire, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come from my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day that the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in all the rods. And he set the rods which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they come to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-straked, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of the Laban, and he put his own flocks by themselves, and he put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger's were Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and men servants, and camels, and donkeys, and asses. So, as you can see, this is just the part in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, where the 12 tribes of Israel are being established through Leah and Rachel, through Jacob's seed, and how the Lord kept that promise between Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with generational blessings and generational covenants. And you see the 12 tribes of Israel being born. And you see how they gave birth to Judah and Simeon and Levi and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So later on, you also see how Jacob kept advancing when it came to cattle, livestock, things of that nature, how God just kept blessing Jacob's hands, how Jacob kept being blessed with what he was plowing, what he was sowing, and things of that nature. So Jacob took care of God's green earth. Jacob took care of what God gave him. He was very responsible and very disciplined about how he went about his things, all right? So we're going to continue reading the book of Genesis. Now we're on to chapter 31, all right? So here we go. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's, he had gotten all the glory, all his glory, all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served for, have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. So you can see Jacob was serving their dad, and the dad was kind of angry, pissed off towards him. He was pretty jealous, and he had an angry countenance towards him, and he kept getting over on Jacob. He kept changing his wages and kept trying to get over on. He kept, doing Jacob dirty, but Jacob had to be wise about his dealings, and, you know, God was with him through that harsh situation, you know. So let's continue reading. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said this, the ring straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring straight. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at that time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring straight, speckled and grizzled. And the angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointed the pillar, and where thou vows a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God had taken from our father, that is ours and our children's now. Then whatsoever God has said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up and set up his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, all his goods, which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Gilead said to Jacob, Why hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I may not have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp? And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast not done foolishness in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spoke to me yesterday night, saying that, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now thou wilt needs be gone, because thou sore longest after my father's house. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? my images. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou would take by force the daughters away from me. Take thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou find thy gods, let him not live before our brethren discern that thou is thy with me. And take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And that boy Jacob stayed stealing. That boy Jacob be taken. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then when he went out to Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent, now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth and showed with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is it my sin that thou hast hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it of my hand. Did thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night? Thus I was in the day of the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the God and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesterday night. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou see is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto thy children, which they have been born? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto the brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jagar Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent from one another. When we are absent one from another, if thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness between me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast between thee, me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the father, his father. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread, tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose and kissed his sons and his daughters, blessed them, and Laban departed and returned to his place. All right, so that's the book of Genesis chapter 31 reading. So there, like, Jacob was working in the lands and doing all those cattle, but he was also like stealing as well. So Jacob stole Laban's stuff, and Laban came looking back for it, came back wanting to handle it, settle it a certain way, because Laban really wanted to hurt Jacob, but God told Laban not to. You see what I'm saying? And God even told him, don't talk bad or good towards him. Keep it neutral. Keep it in a middle ground place with your dealings and conversations. And Jacob ran off with the daughters, ran off with the cattle. So Laban had every right to be angry and mad or whatnot. But Then again, Jacob's wages were changed 10 times. So that's how Jacob felt to get his get back over, you know. But they made a covenant, they made a treaty, and they made peace between one another and, you know, had to settle it a certain way to avoid conflicts or whatnot, you know. So you see these growing pains of relationships with people and getting blessings and obeying God and being in certain environments and spaces and times at certain time periods, how things just happen naturally. You know what I mean? But all in all, we got to hold ourselves accountable and always go to God about how to go about situations with certain people. You know, we have to handle our situations better. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's just the reading of the book of Genesis. And that's that. All right. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Atoning Sacrifice for our sins, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Author of Life, the Author of Salvation, the Beginning and the End, the Beginning of Creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed and Only Potentate, the Blessed and Only Ruler, the Branch, the Bread of God, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Capstone, the Captain of Salvation, the Chief Cornerstone, the Chief Shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Counselor, the Creator, the Wonderful Counselor. Yes, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Light of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the Father of Lights. Yes, the Father of the Fatherless, the Sustainer, the Sufficient One, the Consuming Fire. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna. The man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch. Yes, the Radiant One, the Righteous One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Shiloh, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him. Yes, he is the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone of Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the Truth. Yes, he is the Way. Hallelujah. He is the Way, Truth, and Life. Amen. He is the Branch. He is the Vine. He is the Wisdom of God. He is the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Yah, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yahweh Shai, the Word of the Consuming Fire, the Name above all names. Amen. Yes, the God of heaven and earth. He is the Word of Life. He is the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome Creator, and His Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, healed. Yes, the Lord fixed your situation. Yes, He's going to help your mental health. Yes, He's going to clear that situation out for you. Vengeance is His. He will handle your enemies. Amen. He will take care of those who've been bothering you. Hallelujah. The Lord will give you new beginnings. He will give you fresh start. He will give you a brand new life. He will give you new adventures. He will give you new routines, new hobbies, new friends. He will give you new people to fellowship with. Yes, he will give you new love, new companionship. Hallelujah. The things he have in store for you, he's going to pour it out abundantly and exceedingly. Amen. Amen. You have to put him first and do his will and be responsible for everything that he's given you and give him the glory for it. Hallelujah. And work with the little that you have now. Be faithful in the little things and you'll be faithful over many things. Amen. That's what he said. So let's stick to that. Hallelujah. Let's stay on that narrow path. Let's keep fighting the good fight. Amen. All right. So there you have it. All right. That is the word for the day, the book of Genesis reading about Jacob and his journey and his dealings and the 12 tribes of Israel being established and him procreating, being fruitful and multiplying. In ancient times, in that time period, men always had multiple women. People did have one wife, two wives. People did practice polygamy. They did have maidservants, things of that nature. Like family structures and dynasties and bloodlines were built differently than how it is now, to where it's just sticking to one person, right? But all in all, God establishes his covenant, his people, the way he wants to. Amen. So, you know, when you're building a dynasty, you're building lineages, tribes, it takes a good woman to do that. Amen. I mean, if it may take more than one good woman to do it, then let it be God's will. Sometimes it's like that. But all in all, in order to have a nation, you do need a powerful, mighty man of God, and you need a mighty, powerful woman of God to come together. Amen. And work it all out. And that's that, y'all. All right. So that's the book of Genesis reading. And that's that, man. I pray that you all had a good week, and I pray that this better weekend comes for you. I pray that you enjoyed Purim. I pray that you enjoy the Sabbath as well. This is a season for a lot of events to come up, like Passover and all different festivals and feasts. All right. So let us acknowledge the Lord daily in all of our ways. Amen. And go from there. All right. So there you have it. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you touch your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I just hope that, you know, you put God first for the rest of your life. Put first the kingdom of heaven and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. And always remember that you can do all things through Christ and that with God, all things are possible. Amen. So I would like to close out with this priestly blessing and go from there. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Yes. Amen. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.